Hello there, it's Simon Smedley from the Oldham Chronicle here with the latest of my regular music features, and I've been joined down at my house in Chadderton tonight by all four members of The Visitors, a cracking young Oldham band, very promising, very hectic 12 months in prospect for the lads. They've been doing some recording for a forthcoming album. They've just signed a management deal with a company from London, which is great, just packed out Jackson's Pit in Oldham. I think the listeners would be interested to hear how The Visitors got together in the first place, because it's only been 12 months and they've packed a lot into that 12 months. We'll speak to Jack, the vocalist. Jack. Hiya, Jack.
Hiya.
If you could just give us an idea of how the lads got together 12 months ago.
Well, obviously I've always been into our music, and I was into the stuff like the Beatles and Bob Dylan, and like a new Charles on Facebook, and we all just like talk about it, and then we got together once and had jams and shit, and I swore. But then me, Greg and Charles all got jams at each other's houses, and then Charles started doing a music college course at Oldham, and he was like, come on, do you want to join? We'll have a bash at this. So
yeah.
I did that.
Mm.
Started a little duo piece in college, and our teachers thought it was great together. Had like a lot of good ideas together, and then started a four-piece band with two other people, and then unfortunately they left for certain reasons, and one of them just went right back to that person to be in the band, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So he just agreed to that, and then we decided to get Connor in because he's just an amazing drummer. That's just simple, that's just it.
Yeah.
And then Greg obviously jammed with us before.
Yeah.
And we thought, what the hell, we'll just make it into a four-piece band and get it going.
So that was roughly 12 months ago?
About 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 12, 13 months ago, something like that.
So what, did you gig pretty much straight away, or did you practice first for a bit?
Well, we already had gigs. We started gigging, like, we did a wedding. The first gig we did was a wedding. Me, Greg and Charles and the old drummer did a wedding.
Yeah.
And then I think we had a couple more gigs after that. And then the drummer decided to leave because he's got other stuff to do. I don't know what.
He's
a religious guy. He's off his jar and all that. And then we had a gig on, I think it was Friday night, something like that, and then we didn't have a drummer because he just weren't available and he just weren't showing up, so we got Connor in on the Thursday, went for all the set, and then smashed the gig the next day, and then that was
it. Did you feel as though, Connor, did you feel as though you sort of hit it off straight away?
Yeah.
And have you sort of drummed with anybody else in the past type of thing? Or?
I've been in about 1,000 bands.
Oh, have you?
Right. Not literally.
Yeah,
I didn't really feel it with any other band.
Yeah. We'll move across now to Charles. What about influences, Charles, for the lads?
Oh.
I mean, personally speaking, I think you sound very much like The Doors, which is a compliment, I think, because they're great. But what are your own influences are?
We've all got different influences. Some are similar, but together we take bits from everything. Like I love
you looking the beyond in your name. That was your first love, weren't it?
Yeah, that was my first gig. So after that,
yeah,
I was just into them.
Right.
But really, the Beatles, Bob Dylan, songwriters like Leonard Cohen.
Mm.
Just
Zeppelin.
Zeppelin, they're massive influence on our music.
Yeah.
A lot of old bands.
Yeah.
Like 60s, 70s sort of thing.
Mm.
Obviously, like, we love our blues and all that from like the 50s and going on.
Because you describe yourself on the website as an indie blues rock band, is that?
Yeah.
Is that fair enough?
That's it, that's me.
Yeah.
Hard thing to put on.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Like when people say, what do you sound like? I'm just like, come with me and I'm like, clearly.
So we'll just ask Greg, the bass guitarist Greg, just how many gigs have you played now in this 12 months, Greg?
Such a lot. Yeah, probably over 50 at least.
If we discount Jackson's, because I'll ask you about that in a minute, what was your highlight before last week?
Well, we did this thing called Big Slice in Manchester, we'd never heard of it before.
Mm.
It was quite new to us, we got a bit of radio play with it and stuff like that, and I thought that was a really, really good gig.
Mm.
Probably the best resounding vending one anyway,
Mm.
Which I just personally really enjoyed. And we got free cake.
So we'll just move it forward a bit. Obviously you played all these gigs, so you've got the experience, and then you decided to put your own show on Jack, didn't you, last week at Jackson?
Yeah.
Did you kind of promoted it yourself? Yeah, yourself.
To promote the new album mainly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, we've just got the studio at Charlie's house to record the full album and get it going, so we can get our music out there basically.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's an opportune time to just switch over to you, Charlie. Yeah. Tell us about that. I didn't realise about that. So you've got a studio at your house.
Yeah, we've just Jack's dad. Kindly enough, as long as the money.
Right.
And we're paying him back every gig.
I see.
We're paying him back in instalments, and then the gig was to raise money for the album, for the release of it, so like getting it printed onto the CDs and everything like that.
Yeah, I see. But just tell us about the studio at yours then, so you've got it set up.
Yeah, we've got it set up.
Have you got a spare room or something on?
Yeah,
it's got like four.
Yeah, it's set up now.
Yeah.
Getting it going.
Mm.
We've been messing around with ideas, but we've got like an aim for now. We know what we're doing, so.
Yeah.
Like, we was working on one of our songs just before we came here called Connoisseur Love, and it was going well. So.
Oh, good. I'll tell you what, I'll ask you about that in a moment, but just going back to Jackson's Jack last week, how did that go? I mean, was it, I presume it was busy, and just tell us about you had Indigo and
Fire. Two lads from our college on called Tom and Danny, who were like an acoustic set.
Yeah.
Only one of our songs.
Right.
It was quite nice of them.
Yeah.
It was a shortened version, but it was good.
Yeah.
Smoke and Dust, if you haven't heard it, from SoundCloud.
And
we had one of our other mates from one college called Dario, who does a bit of keys, and he's a bit of an R&B soul sort of singer.
Yeah.
Then we had a last minute band who came in called The Freaks, who we know she's done. I think we did a couple of gigs with them, aren't we? Or maybe one gig, but they're a really good band as well.
Yeah.
And then obviously Indigo and Bike, because they're like one of the really strong bands from all them around our age.
Yeah,
it's improved massively since I started last year.
So good night then.
Yeah, it was very good. I was a bit drunk to be fair.
Right.
But it was very good.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
Was it busy? And
yeah.
Good vibe.
Yeah.
Tell us about this management deal then, Charles. What's happened? Because you've hooked up with a company from the Big Smoke, you tell me.
We just, when did we go down? 2 weeks ago?
Just coming back 3 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, I had a little chat with the guy who owns the place.
Mm.
And he said he's going to come back with a plan for us, so he sent us a little, kind of like a contract over.
Yeah.
Like a proposal, we had a look over it.
Nothing's been officially signed yet.
No, we've agreed to it, but not like set in stone.
Mm.
But he's put us on a year plan to develop us. It's like a development plan to get us a goal and what we need to set and everything.
Mm.
When we're starting recording, we're going to release 3 singles with him.
Mm.
Start recording in June, and then the year's in 4 quarters, so we're going to release 1 single in the first quarter, gig, promote. 2nd quarter is the next, and then so on, and then just build a fan base, really, and then go from there.
Yeah. So where does the album fit in? And I think you've already named this album Ox Blood and Black.
Yeah.
I tell you what, just how many tracks have you got planned for that?
We're planning to put 13 on
there. 13. Yeah. So where does that fit in with these single releases?
Well, that's the thing. We're not really sure.
Right. Okay.
We've not really talked to him about it.
Right,
like, that was the plan beforehand.
Yeah.
And then this has all come about.
Right.
And it's a great deal, so we've agreed to it, but
we don't still want to bring the album out and
everything.
We never know, it might not happen. We've been down in London.
Yeah.
So we still got
to keep the options open.